Yes.
Hi, good afternoon. Is this Victor?
No, this is Terrence.
Hi. Oh, it's Victor's son, correct?
Yeah, I'm the caretaker.
Okay. I'm calling to follow up with you. Did you ever schedule that first assessment I texted you?
Okay. Hold on one second. Let me get this TV down for one second. Okay, now, what did you ask me?
I was calling to follow up in regards to Victor Forston. It's your dad, right? So he spoke to Sarah yesterday, or I think it was 3 days ago, in regarding to applying for home care services.
Right. And I talked to the broker.
Yes. Did you schedule that assessment yet?
No, because I was waiting on a follow-up phone call so we can get a time and a date set.
And they gave you a time and date, or no?
I didn't get one yet, as of yet. I didn't.
But they spoke to you?
Yeah. Is this Sarah? Okay.
This is Chaya. I work with Sarah.
Okay.
So I guess if you can definitely tell me as soon as, text me as soon as you have that booked, call them again, I would say.
Okay, because I was hoping they was going to come tomorrow.
So how about give them a call to follow up with them, okay?
Say it again, Kira.
I would say call them again to follow up with them. Sometimes that helps.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
And
all right, and I'll call you guys.
With the date and time. Text me back with the date and time of when it is, okay?
Okay.
Amazing. Perfect.
Oh, all right. Quick question.
Yep.
At that point, once I get the date and time, are you guys coming out too, or what are you guys doing?
No,
what part do you play?
They're going to come down. We help with the whole process. We go through with the whole process and get in touch with the insurance and get the authorization. And then we also provide, like, the services, and we pay you, the caregiver. So, but the actual assessment's done by the broker.
Okay.
Okay? So give them a call and then text me with the date and time, okay?
All right.
Okay. Very good. Bye-bye.